AP Radio News. I'm Violet Ekonomova. Dash cam video from the arrest of a woman who allegedly went on to kill herself in jail is now public.
You feel real good about yourself, don't you?
Turn around.
You feel good about yourself, don't you?
Turn around now.
What are you?
Put your hands behind your back and turn around. Turn around.
Why can't you tell me?
I'm giving you a lawful order. I will tell you.
Why am I being arrested?
Turn around.
Why won't you tell me that part?
I'm giving you a lawful order. Turn around.
Why will you not tell me what's going on?
Sandra Bland was pulled over when she didn't use her blinker before changing lanes last week. Trooper Brian Ancina says he arrested her when she became combative. He was later put on leave because authorities say he violated department procedures during the stop. Bland was found dead in her jail cell a few days later. A preliminary autopsy says she hung herself. Mourners gathered tonight at a Georgia high school football stadium to remember a Marine who was fatally shot in last week's attack in Chattanooga.
Andy Esserwine, the band director at Sprayberry High School, taught Skip Wells for 4 years.
Skip was everything you wanted in a young man.
Retired Sergeant Joe Ingram, an ROTC instructor, also remembers the young Lance Corporal.
The following week after he graduated boot camp from Parris Island, he started by wearing his dress blue uniform. Talk about a proud gunnery sergeant. Oh, man.
Wells was texting his girlfriend last Thursday when he was killed. His last two words were, quote, active shooter. I'm Ross Simpson.
Meantime, Jordanian authorities have taken the uncle of the Chattanooga shooter into custody. Our Karen Lobb has that.
The uncle, who's in his 40s and lives in the Nazal neighborhood of Amman in the Jordanian capital, is a businessman, and the Tennessee attacker had been staying at his home for several months last year.
Mohammed Youssef Abdulaziz was apparently staying there because his parents wanted to get him off drugs and alcohol. This is AP Radio News. Anti-abortion activists have released a second undercover video aimed at discrediting Planned Parenthood's procedures for providing fetal tissue to researchers. The video shows California Planned Parenthood medical director meeting with people posing as potential buyers of intact fetal specimens. Much of the conversation on the video deals with how much money the buyers should pay. AP Religion editor Steve Coleman reports Planned Parenthood insists no laws have been broken.
Federal law prohibits the commercial sale of fetal tissue, but allows not-for-profit donation if the woman who undergoes an abortion gives consent. Planned Parenthood contends the payments discussed in the videos involve the legal reimbursement of costs.
Federal aviation officials are investigating whether a Connecticut teen violated regulations by rigging a drone to fire a gun. Video of the device was posted online. The FAA says it's working with the police department, which is also investigating. I'm Violet Ekonomova, AP Radio News.